Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn. Josh topped us in the studio today because our friend, Mr. Keith Munson, has gone to Disney. He is down there being Goofy, too.
Well, I was going to say, or should we say Rita's hanging out with Goofy?
You know what? That'd be two Goofies down at Disney.
That's right.
The boy is down there, so he's not fishing. I am fishing. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go fish a tournament this weekend. It will be the Bradley Roy USA Cares, and I think it's called Stars and Stripes or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's really a cool event. We're going to have a guy come on here in our next segment that's going to tell us all about it. He's the father of BASS Pro, Bradley Roy, Anthony Roy from Angler's Outpost, who'll come on here and tell us all about what's going on. Now, we also have a producer in the studio today. That would be Jackson Toughness. Hey, that rascal's about ready to start walking, isn't he?
He's pretty close to it.
I notice he's standing up and he's grabbing.
He's grabbing everything. I mean, he is the most curious little dude ever, and it gets him in trouble sometimes. I mean, his favorite thing recently is to play in my dog's food bowl and water bowl, so that's always fun.
Well, that's great because they see at my house, the dogs, they come and eat out of our plate. So, you know, it all balances out.
He's persistent, too. Like, once he sees something that he's interested in, he's going to go after it. And you can say no, 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 but he'll just look back and kind of grin at you and then go after it even more.
Hey, well, you know what's going on, Josh? I tell you, the weather is, it's still beautiful. It's hard to believe it's October. It started to get a little bit cool, but it didn't. It's kind of leveled off. We still got temperatures in the low 80s. Water temperature has not really moved a whole lot. And since it hasn't moved a whole lot, the fish have not moved a whole lot. As a matter of fact, there was a tournament a couple of Saturdays ago, took 15 pounds at Cumberland to win on Saturday. And on Sunday, took half of that, 7 pounds to win. Then I understand that at Barron Lake, there were a lot of pro fishermen there fishing in a big tournament, and there were only 6 limits of fish caught. So fishing's a little slow right now. One of the reasons the weather's just stable. It needs to get cooler. Fish will get a little bit more active. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you can still catch some fish. Today, I will be fishing down Lake Cumberland with my buddy Dave Smoot. Since my brother is off fishing in another event someplace at Kentucky Lake, Munson is down at Disney. So longtime friend, Mr. Dave Smoot, and I were going to try to fish this one today. And hopefully, yesterday we had a good practice day and we found some fish and we're going to be able to, do some good. But the point of it is, it's not really about that. The point is we're fishing to help military families with USA Cares, which is one of the finest organizations to help military men and women that I've ever been around. And I kind of am very particular about that. I do my due diligence to find out if I'm going to give money and I'm going to spend some time, then I want to make sure that it's all going to the right place and it's being used in the right way. And the chairman is Mr. Hank Patton, former military, former Kentucky Fish and Wildlife.
And we talked to him a few weeks ago, didn't we?
That's right. We had Big Hank on, and Hank's 20-something years in the military, a big old tank driver. And loves to fish, and he and Bill Roby and all the fine folks at USA Cares are doing some good work for our men and women. And it's not just that they're saying, okay, we'll help you and we'll pray for you and we'll give you a little lip service. These folks are putting their money where their mouth is, and they're going out and they're helping anything from medical stuff to just say if you got to move or if there's somebody being deployed and you got family left behind or schooling. It's just all kinds of things that they're helping with, and I'm proud to be associated.
And it was really great how they did it, too, you know, just helping pay bills, things of that nature. You know, if the electric bill's late, they're going to pay that. If your mortgage is late, they're going to help that. And it's just all these things that, you know, life kind of comes at you pretty fast, and especially for former veterans and things like that when they're dealing with a lot more than the rest of us. And it's awesome to know that there's a organization out there that's really going the extra mile to help out.
That's exactly right. And so I'm very proud. We got a couple of things coming up. We got this fishing tournament going on today, and in 3 weeks we got a big gala that's going to be held in Louisville that my friend Johnny Bench and I will go and kind of help co-host with. We'll be just having a good time. You know, I met with some wonderful folks who are on the board and who have got involved with USA Cares. Several people who have lost spouses, and their commitment to it is said they, and we'll get into that a little bit later, But their commitment because of losing a loved one is amazing, and they understand what happens. And so when you get involved with this, you've got people who have been through it. They're not just speculating what it feels like. They know what it feels like. So it's going to be fun. Also, fishing. I've been going down to Harrington Lake a little bit lately. I love that. It is takes me 25 minutes to get there from my house. And I go jump in the boat. Head out there in my shorts, my flip-flops, which I love, and I'd live in them if I could, unlike today when I got this darn cold, the town. But, and then run out there and saw some fish that were jumping, fired at them. I caught six in the jumps, nothing real big, but the shad are everywhere in the creeks, and I got a feeling it's probably getting really close to the time where the shad are going to be moving into most of the creeks. And guys are going to be able to start putting some big numbers up on the number of fish that they got coming.
What type of bait were you using?
I was using a topwater bait. It's, what was it called? It's like, well, a Zara Spook is what I was using. And you know what a Zara Spook is?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, from you guys.
Oh, okay.
You guys edumacated me.
I was going to all right. I would ask you how it works and what it does, but I'm afraid that it may be stepping outside of your pay grade.
A little bit.
All right. So anyway, you can catch them on Topwater now and at Cumberland. Today, I got a feeling we're going to be fishing a couple of things. The fish are – it's going to be tough. I'm just hoping that my buddy Dave Smoot and I can get on them and have a good time. If you're listening to the show this morning and you're heading down there, you know I'm not going to give you too many secrets. Well, I'll tell you more, though, when we come back for more Big League Fishing.
This is Boudreaux Mint from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from
famous,
Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
get. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by. Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn today. Solo on it. Well, not really solo. I got Josh Toffness in the studio today. Our buddy Keith Munson is out. He's gone to Disney with his family, which he does every year because that grandbaby has him wrapped right around his finger. But as we talked about on the first segment, we got a big show, big fishing tournament coming up today. It'll be down at Lake Cumberland. It's USA Cares and sponsored by Angler's Outpost and Bradley Roy, who's, as everyone knows, if you're a fish at all around here, BASS Pro, and who's made all of us very proud. Keith Munson says he taught him all that he knows, but I don't think so. We got a guy on here who taught him a little bit more, and that would be his papa, Anthony Roy. How are you, partner?
I'm doing fine, Doug, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to speak. How are you doing today?
Man, I am doing outstanding. It feels kind of lonesome here with my buddy Keith out of town. But he goes every year, takes that grandbaby down to Disney. I think the grandbaby takes him. I believe he likes it more than her.
Well, I can appreciate the grandbaby side of that because I've got two of them myself, and they take a lot of your time.
Hey, I enjoyed coming by your store the other day, seeing all the fine boats and things that you had, and getting signed up for the tournament. Tell the folks out there just a little bit about this. Is this the second or third year for the tournament?
This is the second year, Doug, and Bradley, of course, brought USA Cares on board more or less just to help grow the name brand for USA Cares and what they do for the military families. And they are post 9/11, and actually they, and you know this as well as I do, they raise money to try to help post 9/11 and military families and support such things as utility bills, medical bills, car payments, you can name it, when they got spouses overseas fighting and they can't get the funds they need. It's a great organization, and when Bradley took them on and tried to help brand their name. They was very appreciative, and he actually offered up two tournaments a year for them to help raise money. We do one on Harrington every year about June, in the June time frame. It's a night tournament. Had a great one this year. We do the fall one on Cumberland. And down there, we actually, all the proceeds, of course, we do a payback, a real nice payback. It's guaranteed $3,000 to first place. We have great sponsors. All the sponsorship money goes to USA Cares. We try to take some of the tournament winnings as people either donate it back, or we keep a little bit of it to help out with USA Cares, but we also have a great payout, and there's a lot of great gifts. Lowrance, I can just name off every sponsor gives a lot of gifts to give away.
Yeah,
so it's a great event.
Have a pretty good tournament. How many boats are you expecting?
Well, last year we was better than 80. I can't remember exact number. We're expecting 100 boats this year, we pay out one spot for every 10 places. So it turns out really good, Doug, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how did you all hook up with USA Cares? Where did that connection come from originally?
Well, Hank Patton, which is a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours.
Yep.
And I knew him when he was in Turkey Federation and also with the Fish and Wildlife. He had been monitoring Bradley for about 3 years. He's telling you, this is the way the story went down. And he came, he couldn't get a hold of Bradley. So one day he seen me and he ran up to me and he said, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "Yes, sir, Hank, how you doing?" And he said, "I've been watching your boy for 3 years." He said, "I'd like to be able to put our logo on him just so he can represent for the military family." And that's exactly how it took place.
Wow.
And, you know, it's been a great thing for Bradley. It's been a great thing for USA Cares. And anybody would love to come out. I mean, they are just, it's a wonderful organization. If you don't understand it, you should visit their website, and they're just great people. A lot of great people.
Well, I agree with you. I'm kind of before I got involved, and then I hooked my buddy Johnny Bench up too. We have three events a year that we do for military, but we did some due diligence too. When you find out that they're spending 90% of that money is going right to families, and as you said, it started post 9/11, and it started locally too. I mean, this is something that our state should be very proud of, because some folks in Louisville, I think, got a hold of this and decided they wanted to get it going. And now it's been going for several years and they are growing so much. But I can't imagine a more perfect guy to be in charge of this than Hank Patton.
No, he's wonderful. He's not just that, he's just a friend, and he represents so much with it, and he cares.
Yeah.
His heart's he's a big man in stature. But I'm telling you, his heart's bigger than he is. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Wasn't he a tank driver?
Yes, he was. Yes, that's what he did. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if you looked at him and somebody told you, I mean, nobody's surprised. You said, "Big Masco right there, he drove tank." Okay, well, I can understand that.
I mean, he's a big guy, but he really cares. He was down here. We just had that high school open here at Bradley puts on every year. Hank was down here and was the MC for it. I mean, you can imagine him being around them kids. And then we had military families there, and there was people that was in Marines like he was, and it was just like a class reunion before the day was over.
Wow. And you guys had that on Harrington Lake, didn't you?
Yeah, we had it on Harrington Lake, and he came there and spoke. And I think a lot of those people are bringing – it's an interesting thing, because the high school sport, now we're seeing the fathers. There's some of them going to bring their sons down and fish this event just by Hank being there. So
wow.
It's
That is pretty cool. Yeah, now I know he was telling me that you had a great turnout for the high school event. I think some kids, from Berea had 12 pounds and won the thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, post us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Bradley. Tell us what things look like for, I know their fishing's kind of slowed down just a little bit, but tell us about his year.
Well, I will tell you about his year. Last year he qualified for his first classic. And he just qualified again through Angler of the Year standings again, which is, you know,
yeah.
If you watch the Bassmaster Elites, he's going back to Classic again. He just came off a Super 6 at the Classic last year. That was his first one. They're going down to South Carolina. I think it's Lake Hartwell here in March coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll be going back down there. He's had a great year. It's hard to make it in a points system, to be honest with you. I mean, you're fishing against the best of best, and I guess I'm bragging a little bit, but I guess I got the right. But, you know, to make two years in a row the Classic, and to do it through the Angler of the Year standings, that's tremendous.
Yeah,
and
that is tremendous. Well, I know last year when he was making a good run, man, had him after he was up there first or second after the first couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
It got everybody's attention.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he – you know, I told him when he started this whole thing, he started, you know, you go back to history, Bradley, and I know that you all have had him on there before, you and Keith, yep. And you've talked to him about when he was 13, he won the Junior Master World Championship, and, you know, how he came up through the fishing. And, you know, he fished with me when he was 7 years old. I was taking him to tournaments to compete.
Wow.
And, you know, and that's the reason, I guess, part of it, I have a lot of passion for the high school and the junior programs, is because that's one way to keep kids in a good environment, and the outdoors is a great place to do it. And I'm hoping I've instilled a little bit in him, because I think that's the reason he has such a passion for the high school programs now, and even the military family programs that he's supporting now with USA Cares. So,
well, you should be very proud of him, because, I mean, he conducts himself every time I've ever seen him. I didn't recognize him at the gala last year. He had a tux on. He probably didn't recognize him. But he looked good.
Well, that's something else, too. You know, I don't want to brag on him too much, but, you know, being his second year classic, going back to that, it's a great thing. We're all excited. I know. Here's an amazing thing about Kentucky people and Kentucky fans. I don't care if it's basketball or football. I don't care which team you're really supporting in Kentucky. Fans in Kentucky are great. And mm-hmm. when he was down at the classic, I don't know how many thousands of texts I would get or Facebook hits saying we're behind him, we're cheering him on.
Wow.
You know, and I can even, you know, when Keith Munson and different people through our whole state of Kentucky that's made runs at different things, whether it's All-American or a BFL regional, it's amazing how Kentucky fans are just great, and all the way around for whatever sport you have. But I do appreciate all those people that's always followed him and encouraged him to keep doing that. So,
well, he's a good kid, man. And I tell you what, we love him. We love following him. Now, tell me the truth here. Munson's not here today. Surely Bradley didn't learn anything from Munson, did he?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I will tell you this, and I have to be honest about it. Because, I mean, I don't take any of the credit. When he was 16 years old, me and him went fishing a tournament, and he took the front of the boat, I caught one fish of the whole day. Prior to that, and the event, I could probably do that and catch behind him. At the end, I started realizing he was getting a lot better than I was at doing a lot of the same things. Well, I started putting him, but this is when he was 13 and 14 and 15. I put him in different boats with different people for a reason. And I will encourage any father or mothers listen to this. If you find somebody like a Keith Munson, a Bill Taylor, I can name them off that Bradley spent time in a boat with, I would put him in boats with people like that so he could learn different techniques.
Yeah.
He learned a lot about a jig from Keith Munson. And don't you ever tell Keith I said that, but he did.
He's the best I've ever seen with a jig.
But he did. And him and Keith have a great relationship. They spent a lot of time on fishing the opens together, running around the country together when Keith was doing a lot of that. And Keith has been a good he's just a family friend and a good friend to us, period. So I owe him a lot of credit for helping Bradley in a lot of areas too.
Well, I tell you, they don't come any better with Munson. He's become, just over the years, our friendship certainly is solidified. I've learned a lot about him, about a lot of things, not just fishing, but the way he conducts himself. And he's a good Christian kid. And I call Keith a kid because I'm the old man in the bunch. But he's good people. Well, listen, I wanted people to know exactly what's going on. If you got any questions, you can call down to Angler's Outpost. I was down there the other day. I just registered. Come down. If it's not too late, we're on early in the morning. If you're sitting at home not doing anything, get your rear end down to the lake and fish in this, if for no other reason than to help our military families and USA Cares. And, Anthony, you should be very proud of your boy. I sure appreciate you coming on here, and looking forward to talking to you real soon. And I'll see you later on this morning.
All right, tell them to come on down. We'll be there at 5:30 in the morning. They can rest you while we're there.
All right, partner. Thank you, buddy. All right, see you, Anthony. It's Anthony Roy over at Angler's Outpost. His son, of course, Bradley Roy, fishes on the BASS Tour. And as he said, qualified again to go to the Bassmasters Classic. That's pretty good. And he's a youngster, and he's a great kid. Conducts himself well. He's very proper. He has respect. He has manners. He's everything that when you see a young man, that's exactly what you'd want him to be. I think there's a few people need to take notes from him, namely some of these goofy ball players that I get to hang around that seemed like that the game didn't start till they started. What? Can't believe it, but that's exactly what I see. So, anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk some more nonsense. It's a good day. It's always good to wake up. And we'll be talking to you in just a minute on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from
famous,
Elite Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
get. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more, like just the other day. I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub, or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Josh and I are sitting in the studio today, just relaxing. Producer Jackson Toughness is in the other room.
Currently in baby jail.
He's in baby jail. Yeah. How's Mr. Mom days going? They doing all right?
They're going good.
Yeah. Got you a new car?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
I guess. It's only got 30,000. That is a new car.
Yeah, pretty much. Hurst Auto Sales hooked me up in Frankfurt. And I really appreciate it, and they did a hell of a job.
Why didn't you can't say that on the radio.
I can say hell of a can.
I don't know.
I didn't say H-E double hockey sticks. I said hell of a.
Oh, yeah, that's
G-L-L-U-V-A.
Right. Okay, that's true. That's true.
Munson's one four-letter word.
Munson's he's the police. He'll get all over you about that. Hey, but the car, it looks good, and so you're keeping that one. You gave Mama the other. Mama keeps her car, though, right?
Yeah, she keeps her car. Everything's good. I was able to finally get myself an all-wheel drive car again.
Perfect. When you're a little baby, you got to have one of those.
Yeah.
And if you ever start pulling a boat, which you probably won't, but pulling a camping equipment, you're going to need something like
that. That's the main thing I'm excited about is now I can go to the Gorge in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, up there and
get you have
on
an update?
Tunnel Ridge Road and all that good stuff.
Any kind of camping update you have for us?
Next week, I'm going next weekend.
Okay, good.
So it should be a lot of fun. Going to go up there. Going to try out a few new spots, maybe. So we'll see.
All right. That's what we want to hear.
Hopefully, I don't get harassed by the sheriffs again.
How'd you do on your football game? What was the big deals?
Well, Frederick Douglass still rolling.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job.
Who'd they whoop up on this week?
They whooped up on Bryan Station.
Oh, that's right.
They kind of had a little bit of a rough time. Score should have been a lot more spread out than it was because they kind of lost focus. Two times they were right at the end zone getting ready to score, and they fumbled. So that was kind of not in their favor. But they did a great job going up against Bryan Station. And Bryan Station still winless on the year. But
how many kids that were Frederick Douglass left Bryan Station to go play for them?
Quite a few. And so that made it kind of a high-energy, high-emotion game. You know, there were some scuffling and things here and there and
can't
stuff.
Can't imagine that.
It was pretty rough. But at the same time, great game. There was actually, I'm pretty sure, a fight that broke out in the stands, too. So that happened as well. But good game to see Frederick Douglass still rolling, doing a great job. Unfortunately, their coach has been suspended for a while, so he'll be back when...
Frederick Douglass coach?
Yes.
Anything you can talk about, or is it still under investigation?
I mean, from the news on... The word on the street is that he had a few choice words for an assistant principal. And then the whole association got involved.
I remember when I was in school, I had a few choice words I'd like to have said to assistant principal myself.
I have to agree there. But I remember when we were taping or when we were actually doing the live show, we had Montavion Bean on, the quarterback for Frederick Douglass. And at the end of his interview, he said, "Free coach." So it was kind of... he's got a lot of kids that want him back, so there's that.
Wow. All right, so no camping rundowns yet because you have to go next week, right?
Yeah, next weekend I'm going to be going. Should be a lot of fun. I'm trying to figure out, pick a place to go. I think I want to go somewhere new. I'm not sure yet, though.
All right. Well, I want to thank Anthony Roy being our guest there, talking a little bit about the tournament that I'll be fishing in this afternoon. Excuse me, this morning, matter of fact. Right about the time that this show goes off the air, I will be in the boat and firing away, going down the lake to fish. Tournament's out of Burnside today.
Are you taking Old Red?
No, Little Red's not going to go with me down. I think I'll be fishing out of Dave Smoot's boat.
That'll be good.
He got him about a 90-foot Bass Ranger boat. So
there you go.
I'll be fishing. I think he might not have Ranger. I shouldn't say that. He might have something else. But he got a big old boat, and so I'll go fishing that. Let him do all the work up there on the trolling motor. I just sit back and fish.
That sounds like the life right there.
Take me some sandwiches, and if I get hungry, I'll eat. Well, see, what I need to do is catch my fish early. Mm-hmm. If I catch me two or three, then I'll say, all right, it's up to you. I'm going to sit back here and eat and enjoy my sunflower seeds while you're out there working yourself. But if the lake is crowded like it was 2 weeks ago, man, it is hard to find places to fish. I mean, boats are flying everywhere. And I suspect Kentucky's playing at night. So I suspect if the weather's halfway decent and it looks like it's supposed to be, there'll be a lot of people out on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be as many as normal. See, that's why I like fishing in the wintertime. There's nobody on the lake. I mean, you can go as hard and rip and run all you want. You don't see anybody. But right now, the weather's still pretty nice. And I think it's supposed to be 70s, which is going to be very nice. The rain came and it left. Didn't come very long, but it was here and took a peek at us and said, nah, not now.
Not yet.
So that means I got to water my grass even a little bit more because we're not getting very much rain.
No.
So Munson's gone. He's with Goofy. I'm going to try to catch me some fish today. Josh is playing Mr. Mom. And, you know, one of the things I found out the other day, which is surprising, I was up in the creek fishing and was catching fish on top water. Now, the fish are suspended in a lot of areas, but you can still go out there and catch some on top water. So I got a feeling... we're going to do that. Matter of fact, I just got a report from my little baby brother, and my brother is down on Kentucky Lake, and they said they'd been struggling, and he just sent me a picture of a 5-pounder.
That's nice.
Now, that's the good news. You want the bad news?
What's that?
The tournament starts tomorrow.
Not today.
Not today. So, dadgummit. But that's good. Maybe he and his partner, Larry Crouch, have found them some fish, and they'll do good. 200 boats in a tournament on Kentucky Lake this week. I think it's the Renegade Series is what it's called. 200 boats will be fishing. So I'm hoping that they do good. The top 50 moves on to the weekend, and I'm sure that's what they'll be looking for. So anyway, all right, we got one more segment. We're going to come back. We may have a guest. We may not. Josh and I might just sit here and
babble.
what's that word that Bill O'Reilly uses? Blow.
Blow steam. Perhaps?
No, that's what he does. That's what he does most of the time.
That's what I think of when I think of him.
Oh, it's a big word, and I didn't learn it at Bryan Station. So, and I'll have to think a little bit more on that. But all right, we'll be back with more Big League Fishing here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GDAT, and they will be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store. Bloviate. That is the word, Josh. Bloviate means to...
Does that properly describe what we're about to do?
No, it properly describes what we've been doing on this show.
Okay, for talking, so many years now.
Talking about something empty and talking at length about something that's empty. That's what we've been doing. Welcome back to Big League Fishing. Josh Toftis and Doug Flynn here in the studio today waiting on this. I don't know what I'm waiting on. Hey, you know what I've been doing? I've been doing a lot of KET. Got a lot of good shows coming up for this fall schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And
when are you going to come camping with me?
You want to do a story on it?
Yeah, primitive camping. Let's do it.
What kind of camping?
Primitive camping.
What's that mean?
It means that we'll build our own site, everything.
I can do that. I watched Survivor. I know how to do that.
Pretty much that, you know.
I can do that stuff.
Watch out for some rattlesnakes.
No, we ain't going where no snakes are.
Crawl around in some bugs and all that good stuff, you know. Am I losing you with further descriptions?
Will we be sleeping off the ground or on the ground?
On the ground.
Oh, I guess you think I can't do that.
Here's the thing. You can kind of pad it if you cut off some evergreen branches for yourself.
Oh, I definitely. I got a sleeping bag, dude.
Yeah, there you go.
I do that. But what about... No, I got a sleeping bag. I've slept on the ground before.
A lot of people, if they go full-on primitive camping, they won't even use a sleeping bag. They'll just cover themselves up with the evergreen branches because those
that
get
ain't happening.
Pretty well.
That ain't happening.
You want to do that?
No. I just tell you right now.
Are you sure?
No. Where you plug in your TV? Or your stereo?
We got the charge. We'll bring that with us. That'll be the only thing not primitive.
The charge works, dude.
Yep.
That thing good. I had that bad boy turn. I wish they were a sponsor. We get them free.
Yeah.
But I turned that on. I went out in the garage the other day, and I had this thing rolling. Man, it was. You can crank it, too.
About to really scare my neighbors as far as my garage goes. I'm doing a wedding this weekend, so I'm getting ready to go and rent a bunch of equipment for it, doing sound for it. And so I've got a 15-inch powered sub and two 215 speakers.
Really?
And I'm going to have those. I'm going to be testing them out here in the next few days.
I assume this is an outdoor wedding.
No, it's indoor.
Oh, my gosh.
It's same as my own. My own, I had it there. You don't crank it all the way, you know, but you...
Until the wedding's over, then you crank it all the way.
Yeah, you can have some good sound, though. Well, it sounds great.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, so you do stuff like that on the side?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're willing to hire me, yeah, I'll do.
Well, tell people how to find you. We'll do that. We'll give you a little commercial. Tell people how to find you.
Well, you can call me at 502-352-0920, or you can reach out to me on Facebook, Josh Toffness, or on Twitter, Josh Toffness.
That's T-O-F-T-N-E-S-S.
Yeah, like softness with a T.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I hate saying that, but it's it's the best way to describe it. But when it comes down to it, I'm the Toffness monster. So there you go.
All right, let me tell you something else new coming up. All right, get in touch with Joff. He does a great job. Joff George. Get in touch with him because he does a great job, obviously. If you hear our show, you know it's done perfect and professionally. And we're in his studio, as a matter of fact. Trying to find some Bengals stuff. It's still here.
It's still here.
Okay.
Clinging.
Bengals won?
Yeah, they did.
You won. You know something we hadn't talked about, and I think it'd be wouldn't be rude, but I don't think it'd be right if we didn't, is that we had a horrible incident this week, a horrible incident in Las Vegas, and some idiot went up and started shooting people, and it's up to 59 or 60 people that he killed and injured 400 or 500, and it's just... You know, and I'm tired of all the people that are jumping on the political bandwagon, one side or the other. Problem is that there's some stupid, evil people around, and just be careful, folks. And the only thing I know is that there's only one person can change a heart, and that's God can change a heart. So I'll just leave it at that. But quit using this for your own personal gain. Some of you clowns out there that are doing that. And all of our prayers and sympathies go out to all the folks that were a part of this, and hope that they have already started on the track of rebuilding and getting things back together again. It's horrible, Josh.
Just a rough situation entirely. I mean, you can't really, like I said, like you were saying, you know, it's a disrespect to be on either side of it right at this point. You know, you just need to let the families grieve and let it go on.
Yep, that's it. So our hearts are out to all those folks. All right. I'm going to tell you all I know about fishing that's coming up this weekend. Here's the deal. I'm going down with a really good fisherman, a good guy.
Hold on. We got a few more minutes left. let's not start on that yet.
All right. Let me know when you got about 38 seconds left, and I can tell them everything I know.
No, continue.
So here's the deal. You can catch some fish early and, I think, during the day on top water. It's just finding out where they are because they're still in transition. They haven't moved back into the creeks yet. Not exactly hanging on points. They're kind of somewhere out there waiting to see what the weather's going to do before they start moving. So what we're going to have to find out is hopefully catch some early and then maybe move out and catch some a little deeper. That's going to be tough, especially when you're not down there fishing it every day like a lot of these guys that will be competing in this tournament. Excuse me. These guys are going to be down there and they fish it all the time. Anthony Roy was saying something a little bit earlier, and I failed to mention that. He talked about all the people in Kentucky being loyal. Well, not only that, you fish a local tournament in Kentucky. The folks that fish those lakes often are good, and you can put any pro you want up against them, and they're going to have trouble beating some of the locals because the guys are down there. They study it. They fish it. They've been doing it for years. They know the secrets that a lot of people don't. They know every nook and cranny in the creeks and in the lakes. They know where every laydown is, not counting the ones that they've put in there themselves. So they can run right to spots and catch a lot of fish. But the thing that's going to make the tournament so good today is that I know we're going to be helping some families just by the money that's being raised. It's a great payout, too, and, you know, it'd be nice to win something like that and be able to give it back, but it's a really nice payout, and the money that is raised and made will go to USA Cares, which is tremendous. Now, in October, you can go to USA Cares and find it online, and if you get a chance to do that, check it out. I will trust me, if you just send money to them, it's going to be used wisely. I have done the due diligence on it. And in October, Johnny Bench and I will be headed to Louisville. My buddy Jeff Ruby, who is a restaurateur, is going to have some of us over to his place for dinner one night. He's kind of putting it on the He's taking care of us with some meals, and the people that are going with us are paying quite a bit of money, and that money will all be going right to USA Cares. Johnny Bench will not make a penny. I'll make a couple of thousand, but other than that, it's no. And nobody makes any money on this. This is one of our ways of giving back, because Johnny actually was in the National Guard, and so he served, and he went to the National Guard while he was still playing ball. I did not, and I've always felt like I wanted to give back in some sort of way. So my way of giving back is very simple, and many people come up and say, what can I do to get involved, and how can I give back? Go look up USA Cares. There'll be a website. You can send money. Send it in and say, hey, I heard Doug Flynn talking about it. I will promise you it will be used for something good. We're going to raise about, we're hoping $350,000 to $400,000 up there at the gala. I don't think we'll raise that much at the fishing tournament, but that's not the point. The point is to get people active, do something that's fun for a good cause, and that's exactly what we're doing. So here's my game plan. Probably going to start off with a whopper plopper. A whopper plopper, or for you people from up north, a whopper plopper.
Whopper plopper.
I'm going to throw that first. If you've never thrown one, it is fun to throw. It's a bait that you can work a couple of different ways. You can work it slow, like a tiny torpedo, just popping it, ripping it. It's got a tail that'll turn, or you can bring it in and it looks like a buzzbait. Now, the reason I like it better than a buzzbait is because when you throw it and it hits the water, it doesn't sink. And as you know, a lot of times that buzzbait will sink, and then you got to start reeling it really quick to get it back up to the top. But the whopper plopper will not sink. And so you throw it, it'll sit there, and you can, you know, push it like a pop-ar, or make it look like a tiny torpedo, or you can just get it going at a steady retrieve. You can vary your retrieves. And the hits and the strikes are vicious. I mean, these things, the fish are coming up trying to hurt this thing. I mean, not only eat it, they're trying to hurt it. And it's some of the most vicious strikes I've ever seen, and it is hilarious. I have more fun. A lot of times they'll knock it up in the air 2 or 3 feet, and you just let it hit and keep it rolling. They'll come right back and take care of it again. So that's fun. So that's probably going to be my strategy for the morning. Now, as the sun starts coming up, I may start moving out with a jig or a shaky head. And then I don't know if I'm going to try to fish on wood or not. I'll have to see if I can get a report. Friday, I'm hoping, like yesterday, was the day that I went down to pre-fish. I'm hoping I found out something yesterday that will allow me today to go out there and to catch a good limit. I'd be happy with 17, 18 pounds, as would most anybody who's fishing right now, since the most I've heard lately has only been 15. So I'd take my chances. However, the other day we did have one big smallmouth when I fished with Keith. We had a 4.75 smallmouth. That was our first fish. That's a, you know, I told him it was 5 pounds. It wasn't quite 5 pounds. That's a big smallmouth, but we couldn't put anything with it.
You round up in radio, though. That was a 5 pound fish.
Well, yeah, that's true. Good point. That's a very good point. And if I'd have caught it, we'd have already been rounded up, but Munson called it. All I did was net it. And so if we could catch us...
When I was learning math, I thought that 5 rounded up 10. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about weight, you round down, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, well, if you're talking about money...
If you're talking about the weight of your wife, you round down.
Whoa, yeah. That's, we don't talk about that. What about money? Which way do you round? What if you're tipping? Which way do you round?
I round up.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true.
It's a classy way to do it.
What if you're paying your taxes? Which way do you round?
I round down.
Thank you very much. All right. See, you can learn a lot on the Big League Fishing Show here today. Keith will be back here pretty soon. Are we about out of town?
We are.
Man, you done good, boy.
Been moving fast.
You're moving fast. Look, we hope you had a good time this morning. I'm just thankful to be alive. I looked up today, saw October as we tape this, it's October the 4th, which is on Wednesday. I'm thinking, good night, it's October, it's here already. That means we're getting close to Halloween, then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. Man, but it's going fast. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I'm not taking any of it for granted. I'm just thankful to be here. And when I see little Jackson Toughness come rolling in that room, he looks like he's grown a foot since I saw him a couple weeks ago. He's almost ready to walk. It is amazing. So, folks, get out there. Enjoy life. Enjoy every day. If we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So, for Josh and Doug and a vacationing Keith, Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.